Okay, welcome everybody. My name is Anthra Kuhn, and this is Classic Cartoons. I have done this panel at a whole bunch of different conventions. I've even done some Zootopia-type panels. So I've been at Anthro New England, Furpocalypse, Anthrocon, and Furadelphia. And I plan to be doing this at the new convention that's coming to Maine, which is Furcation Land in April. They've already told me I'm approved, and I'm approved for Anthrocon in July as well. I am about to turn 61 years old, and I grew up with a lot of classic cartoons. We know a lot of us did, and it's what got a lot of us into furry. I mean, in my case, it was things like Hanna-Barbera, Warner Brothers, the Patty Freeling, and all that.
Yep.
The Saturday morning shows, and yes, we are definitely on a Saturday morning, so this is the perfect time. And I have done some video clips, which I've shown before, but I've got some new ones as well. And we're going to talk about a bunch of different subjects. One of them is what we call macro, micro, or giant, tiny. Yeah, anything like Gulliver or, you know, giant monsters or, you know, that sort of thing. So we're going to be talking about that. We're even going to be talking about Zootopia Plus. I have to tell you, when I say classic cartoons, I don't mean necessarily stuff that isn't brand new, because Zootopia Plus just came out. I think it's a classic cartoon. It's in the tradition. So I'm going to talk about it, maybe even show one of the clips.
Yeah.
You know, I can get onto Disney Plus, and I don't know, maybe not everyone has seen them yet.
I have.
Okay.
We're
actually going to start off with, now, the trains is the theme of this convention, and so I've got a couple short clips here. One of them is actually just a commercial. So, okay. This was a commercial for Good and Plenty back in the 50s, and it's a song a lot of us grew up with. It was actually based on the Casey Jones Railroad song from the past. So this is the Good and Plenty ad, and I guess there's a dog in there, so it counts as furry. Okay, so let's get this.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, don't know any other penny that I love so well.
Yeah, so there's a song a lot of us remember, going back to even before I was born. This next clip is from Hey There, It's Yogi Bear, which came out in 64 from Warner Brothers.
Hanna-Barbera.
It is Hanna-Barbera, and
yes,
it's actually a song called St. Louis.
That's mine.
What are you singing, miss?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
You sound like you're loving.
Written by Doug Goodwin, who did a lot of the music for the Patty Freeling.
As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to meet my boyfriend.
Well, you sure ain't going to have any trouble getting there, because I am the conductor on this train.
No way.
Yep.
Get your tickets ready, folks.
Where's this train going, conductor?
Denver, Cheyenne, and Punxsutawney. Old boy.
I want to go train. Loo-hoo, we want to go train. Loo-hoo, we want to hear that train.
To go to Cincinnati,
oh,
to meet a single faded gal named Hattie.
Oh, yeah.
She said, you wanna be my sugar daddy.
What do you
say?
Oh,
I say,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I say, oh, yeah.
She said, absolutely no.
I wanna go sing.
Captain of an ocean liner.
You did.
But when they coined it, it's Hong Kong diner.
Did you say yeah? Did you say yeah, yeah, yeah?
Did you say yeah?
He said absolutely no.
It's on the river and it's so exquisite. I know
we're
going there.
Just where is it?
Yeah, that was one of those movies like
and
in the
where
mid-60s.
Where are you going, little gal?
Hanna-Barbera.
I'm going to San Diego.
San Diego?
Although they did theatrically
Lady, you're on the wrong train.
Yeah, back in the mid-60s, you'd go to the theater or whatever, take the kids to the theater, you'd have that, and then like a year later, you had The Man Called Flintstone. So that was pretty good. So I was also going to mention, when I was at his panel yesterday, you know, Zach did a panel on railroad safety in cartoons and everything, and I said, well, this is railroad related. In Robin Hood, Disney's Robin Hood, there's a moment where Little John, you know, goes, woo, woo, and he does the train and everything, and it's like, this is back in the medieval ages or something. Where did they get the train from?
A lot of stuff, like the whole Southern music thing.
Yeah, anachronism is the word, of course. Yeah. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, we're going to go into the whole giant and tiny thing right now. I have got some little clips. This one here is actually a bit of a montage of various things, and I may mention some of where they came from.
Field man fussing time.
Pumpkin Puss, Hanna-Barbera.
Pumpkin. I aims to blunderbuss you all from here to fraternity. Hoo-wee. Effin' that don't take the rag off in the bush. I ain't no bigger than Mushmouse.
We'll suffer in catfish. How could this have possibly happened?
Archie. Sabrina.
I think it's like Lucy.
Now all the dogs on the block will look
That's
up to me.
Yes.
So you got the giant boots there.
There you are.
This is live action, but this is one of my favorites, of course. Incredible Shrinking Man. Inside Private Eye, Hanna-Barbera, 73.
Braveheart, it is traditional for the dog to chase the cat, not vice versa.
We'll be there soon, Uncle Inch.
Soon may not be soon enough.
Caught up with him.
Microscopic Milk. That was pretty short. And we know this.
Microscopic Milk, the original British version with Brian Wilde as the narrator. He added a touch of class.
Hey, be the man.
Zootopia must be huge. I mean, Little Rodentia itself is like the size of New York City.
Yeah, yet in Robin Hood, they didn't do it like that. The rodents just go outside everyone else.
Yep.
Like Sexton Mouse.
Oh. Sorry, went through. Excuse me, pardon.
Convoy Yankee, flat foot.
Like a model train.
Yep. It was a little habit trail type things, or tunnels or something, or bridges.
Hey, stop right there!
Have a donut, copper!
Oh my god, did you see this leopard print jegging?
Oh.
I love your hair.
Thank you.
Come to
Papa. As Dennis the Menace. There were different Dennis series, I think. Some specials, too. Of course, the old comic strip.
Hey, guys, don't you remember me? I'm the kid who keeps taking away all those nasty traps Mr. Wilson sets for you. Oh, great idea. Look, I made money.
Right, Mayday for Mother.
Me? Yep. Oh, yeah. Everybody, how are you? Yep. You guys go for the real heavy duty stuff.
This one's almost over. There's, yeah, this is just something I found. That's just a cute little thing with the giant paws and everything. And that was, I did that, I took from the Top Cat box set, I took the picture and put it next to the White House. This is Land of the Giants in the late 60s. Yeah. Yep.
Geronimo Stilton.
And that was that. So that was kind of interesting. Now, I got to tell you, I started a website in 1998 called shrinkingman.com, and it's proved to be very popular. There's a lot of clips and things like that. I mean, I love that movie and the whole giant tiny thing. So I've got that. I got Facebook groups and things like that. So as you can see, for many years in various forms, there has been so-called giant tiny. There's been fiction, movies, TV commercials, TV series. Now, you remember The Littles, for example? You have that? And I mean, it's kind of like The Borrowers.
Yes, I was one of the early Deke shows alongside Deke, Cliff and Inspector Gadget.
Exactly,
one
of
my favorite Deke shows.
Right,
when they used Tokyo Movie Shinsha for the overseas animation. So that meant you were getting great quality.
Right, and they've had things like the recent remake of Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black. You had that. And then, of course, a lot of us remember 1988, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which they are remaking. They're doing Rick Moranis is actually going to be back as part of it, yes.
And they already did a couple sequels, Honey, I Blew Up the
They
Kids.
Did those too, yeah.
Themselves.
But one of the things about the whole idea of the giant and the tiny and everything, it's all about power or lack of power, you know? And when you're a kid, you're a little kid or whatever like that, you get all these huge adults controlling your life. Wouldn't it be great if you were a giant or if you saw these little tiny people? That's part of the charm. And when you see something like Zootopia, look at Judy. She is puny compared to most of the people in the ZPD, like the elephant and everything. She's you know, attack of the 3-foot woman or something in this. But it's just the fact that she's in there. And by the way, should there be a Zootopia police, Little Rodentia Police Department? Don't you think there should be? She's the first bunny cop. They gotta have cops in that section, right?
Yeah.
Right. But that was just an interesting scene. There was one deleted scene where, well, you can do some research. You can use this elephant's computer, and she's crawling on the keyboard and everything, you know. So that was kind of interesting. This one here, I may not play the whole thing, but Micro Ventures, it was part of the Banana Splits. We only made 4 episodes.
As even thieves.
Hey, you're turning off.
I wanted you to see their dairy.
Dairy?
Yes. It's here that the ants raise the aphids that supply them with honeydew.
What's honeydew?
A very delicious food. Here, try some. No, watch. See those defenders? They're firing jets of poison. Duck! If one of those stray shots hit us, we're done for. Into the dune buggy.
Dad!
Oh no, it's got Jill. Come on, Mike.
Yeah. Help!
We're coming, Jill.
Dad, you okay?
Never mind me. Help Jill.
It's no use, sis. I can't budge him.
I'm going to call that Grounded 1968.
Yeah.
The whole idea of that is shrinking down there. This is from the Pink Panther series that had Matt Frewer as the Friar, how it's pronounced, as the voice.
Yeah, when a Pink Panther talks.
Of course, he was the next door neighbor in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Max Headroom, of course, too. But just a little bit of it. A giantess.
Heading south toward New York City. Release him.
Big nose.
Yep. Mein Herr Club Busman, following your orders, I have reversed the formula and filled the truck.
Okay, I'll lend a hand. But if I'm going Thelma hunting, I'll need a few.
That was only, a couple. Mostly, he was mute.
Yeah, when
we get
that stuff.
This year's Thanksgiving parade looks terrific, Bob. I just love the... What in the name of...
That's Cap Susie.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Is it my breath?
A baby doll for me.
Whoa! So, boss, do I get a raise or what?
Raise? You're fired!
So, where is Herr Busman?
beats me.
Yeah. Weird choice for sound effect.
Yeah, the thing about the Pink Panther was Blake Edwards was making this movie, and we're going to call it the Pink Panther, this jewel that looked like it had a flaw, like a leaping panther. So they had an artist named Holly Pratt design it, and they used it for the opening titles. People were raving about it so much. There was applause and everything after the opening titles. So, of course, they wound up doing a bunch of shorts afterwards. The Pink Fink was the first one. And, I mean, it's run for years, but it's just a great character.
It's won an Oscar, too.
That won an Oscar, as a matter of fact.
Good start for DePatie Freleng. Although at that time, when they first started up in additional shorts, that's when they also took over the movie,
right,
too.
And stay out!
This is from Honky Wolf. Huckleberry Hound, I mean. Sorry, Huckleberry Hound.
You had not a whap, that poor college fella.
Oh, no!
Hanna-Barbera loved that device when someone was shamed.
That is called shameful shrinking. Someone, you know, you embarrassed someone. You know, you did something embarrassing. So, like, Fred is being yelled at by his boss, Mr. Slate, Flintstone! And he gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and you see that.
My favorite shameful shrinking is in the Donald Duck cartoon, Donald's Happy Birthday.
Yep, I've seen that.
He sees him with a cigar, he thinks they're going to learn to smoke, but he forces him to smoke them all at once, so then he realizes it was a birthday present for him, and so he shamefully shrinks. No, 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 what have I done to keep you cheap? What a horrible thing you did to those kids! It was good to see.
I was gonna say the voice of Mr. Slate was John Stevenson, who also made famous that saying, "Yeah, and I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids."
Yep, John Stevenson.
He was the boss, Mr. Finkerton in Inch High Private Eye, and so on.
He was one of Hanna-Barbera's go-to voice actors. I could spot his voices pretty well.
Yeah, let me see. I've got the rest of these here. I think that covers that, but in terms of Giant or Tommy, is there anyone out here who has a particular favorite? Are you a macrophile, in other words, or a microphile? Anyone want to mention something about that? Was there something you really liked? Some movies or even some original furry stuff? Because a lot of us grew up with this sort of thing, you know? And there's always movies coming out, like I mentioned, and then TV commercials. Even little things like the guy in your toilet bowl tank. Or how about the dog chasing the little chuck wagon? Brian did that once on Family Guy, you know? So, you can see a lot of these things, but there's so many examples of that. So I just get a kick out of it. So you have to pardon my voice, by the way. I'm just coming off a cold. So I also want to talk about, we're going to show you some clips of some commercials featuring furry or cartoons or things like that. This is for Ham's Beer.
Cheer for the big refresher, brisk Ham's Beer.
The bear here. Oops, careful.
Oh, dear.
Whoop. Did it freeze?
He unplugged it.
There's a big bear brother.
Yeah, we just got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna
He's doing his imitation of the bear we're about to see, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ham's Bear. The Ham's Bear is lovable and clumsy and smart, and you name it. So let me just get this back in here.
After Peel's one, we got to get a picture together.
Yeah, I got some stickers to give out, by the way.
Joe Bear has some stickers to give out.
No pun intended.
Okay. So this is the Ham's Bear. I mean, kids weren't allowed to drink beer, but here's a nice little cartoon bear.
I got
to
wait.
Of hams, there's always room for more. With hams.
Hams, tap and regular, is brewed natural, nothing artificial. The more beer you're going to have, the more reason to make it Hams.
Just a big beer drinking brotherhood of hams.
Scary thing, I remember these commercials as a kid.
Yeah, a lot of the country doesn't even get hams. I got some in Pennsylvania, and it's actually pretty good.
California, but you have to like go to BevMo or something.
Right, exactly. Okay, I got to do something with a raccoon. This should be Rory Raccoon from Linus the Lionhearted.
Oh, yeah.
Bob McFadden, I think.
Wow, I dreamed a giant crow took my toasty, tasty post-toasties cornflakes. Thank goodness it was only a dream. I'll scare Rory with this giant balloon that looks like me. And take his toasty, tasty post-toasties cornflakes. Yipes, my dream came true.
Go away, I'll do your toasting from now on.
I see little crow's feet. Plotty. Exactly. A little bit better with post. Kids, you get my toasty, tasty post toasties cornflakes. Tastier because they're toastier. Right, Claudius?
They took this off because it was basically a commercial for all the post cereals.
That was one of the first non-Hanna-Barbera shows to use Hanna-Barbera's sound effect live, right, too.
Right.
Felt a lot like the Warner Brothers 7 Arts cartoons in the late 60s with the similar animation and such.
And it was basically an ad for all the different cereals, one of which was Sugar Crisp. That's where Sugar Bear came from.
Yep.
So they said, well, we can't really have that. We can't have that. Like, we can't have a show like Hot Wheels, which is basically a commercial for the little cars and everything. Okay, so now we're going to go to, let's see what this one is. Is this some more ads? This is, we got some lessons. Well, this might be the TV themes. Oh, yeah, this is a little bit of music. Chattanooga Cats, late 60s.
Oh, I know this song.
Dashing and daring, courageous and kind, faithful and friendly with service. What? Forest, they sing out in two, I think. Actually, 1 year they were really rare. Only 1 year, really. They re-ran for the year. That's right. Oh, yeah. Early 70s, ABC. Yep. A medley of some of their songs. Like Mother's Pearl is on this.
Yep.
Bob, that's what they're on.
I think so.
Now, this is back when Rick Jackson was five.
Yeah. Done in England, I think.
Yeah.
I almost did that for business. Michael, Marlon, me, Kevin, all these people. And then there was Donny Osmond. Exactly. Jimmy Osmond, the youngest one, yeah. This made them sound like the Jackson 5 a little bit. I think the Jackson 5 turned it down. Really? Song. This is a full-length version of the Roadrunner theme. There's a car called the Roadrunner, and they have the commercial for Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
That's the guy who's always
in the electric. Yep. Yep. I think they may have even had some cartoons on the Electric Company or something. They had some Roadrunner cartoons on it or something. Electric Company, yeah, right. I think this is, who did this? Cerebus did this. Coming up, this is the furry fandom at work. Of course, it's set to the song from Grease, there, You're the One That I Want. This is a good one. Screen of the Anthrocon, they really get a lot of applause and things like that. Okay, I am going to maybe do a little more commercials later, but why don't we talk now about what cartoons did you grow up with that influenced you, especially to say, yeah, I'm a furry, I like this sort of thing, or yeah, I like cartoons. Feel free. Anyone want to mention what you like? Go ahead.
SWATCATS. I was going to say SWATCATS, too.
SWATCATS, yeah. Some of you are a little younger than me. Go ahead. Dogs of Hazzard?
All dogs go to heaven.
Oh, all dogs go to heaven. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Fantastic.
for me, this was a show in Canada. It's called Turbo Dogs.
Turbo Dogs, yeah.
I saw that.
That's Disney, right?
No, it's
in
Canada. I remember
it was on PBS and then QB.
Cubo.
Cubo, that's some
couple.
Yeah, it's kind of obscure.
Yeah,
it's one of those. Okay, anyone else got
some?
Go ahead, sure.
For me, yeah. For those who don't know, like, well, influences for me are Looney Tunes and some Disney and Hanna-Barbera. My Fox character here, San Valentino, he's got kind of a Warner Brothers influence to his design. Like, I patterned his voice off the Fox from a cartoon called A Fox in a Fix.
Yep. Okay, good.
Fritz the Cat.
Okay, there's an adult thing.
good choice.
Ralph Bakshi, but of course the comic was R. Crumb. Yeah, I've seen little clips of it. Yeah, there was the Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat as well. Go ahead, back there.
Chip and Dale.
Yeah, I saw that movie on Disney Plus, the recent one, and I thought it was pretty good.
See,
I know they didn't have the voices you were familiar with, but that was a cute little thing.
But they did for Gadget.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, Tressa McNeil reprised the role.
Right. Go ahead.
I was in college. It has to be Tailspin.
Tailspin. Okay.
Yeah.
I love Baloo.
That's great. Well, you know, they've had different bear characters. We had the Jungle Book. There was Baloo.
That
and then you had, basically, that was
my Robin Hood.
And then Little John. It was basically the same character in a way of the design or whatever.
The Jungle Book and Robin Hood.
The voice for both Baloo and for Little John.
And Thomas O'Malley. But yeah, the Jungle Book and Robin Hood.
Yeah, Phil Harris. Yeah, Phil Harris did the same thing.
Those,
yeah.
Both those movies are like interchangeable at times, especially because Wooly Reverman directed both.
And a good friend of Walt Disney's was Louis Prima, and of course he did the song "I Want to Be Just Like You."
So
I saw his son at a place here in Boston, actually.
And that's how you got to eventually meet up and do the Jungle Book.
Oh, good, yeah.
Good friends of Walt Disney.
Good friends of Walt Disney. Yeah, his son Louis Prima Jr. played at a place right near the Boston Garden. City Winery. There it is. I saw his son. So, okay.
When my dad came to L.A. in 1962, he saw Louis Prima at the Ambassador Hotel in, you know, where Robert F. Kennedy got shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. So, if we have any other influences, and go ahead.
That one might be,
you were
also the one wearing that Amtrak shirt yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a Telegram or something so I can...
Joe Bear 67 on Telegram.
All right,
I just got blocked, Bob. You gotta love Facebook
because of copyright. Yeah. I was almost gonna say that could happen. Yeah, it's not gonna. I am recording this as a podcast, however, it will be going up on anthracoon.com later. So I am recording the audio. So anyone else have any favorites? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was wondering. I think
another
one is Biker Mice from Mars.
Biker Mice from Mars. I've heard of
it. I saw one in the 2006 version. Also, I heard they're actually making another reboot. They're making a comeback as well. So,
okay.
Now we are in my context.
Gapper.
Rescuers.
Oh, The Rescuers. Oh, yeah, Disney.
Yeah, that's one of the more underappreciated Disney classics, sadly. But it is a good one, The Rescuers.
And The Rescuers Down Under.
That too.
Exactly, right. Yeah, so over the years, we've had so many great Disney films and all the other things as well. We've had Looney Tunes. We've had different studios. And then more recently, now, there was a point where Saturday morning was the home of most of the cartoons. Eventually, they started taking them off. But you get things like Cartoon Network or other sources. I mean, it used to be you wanted to see something, you go on YouTube. No, I remember when you couldn't do that. It was only, you'd have to wait for it to come on TV. It's like if you wanted a show like Top Cat, if you missed the show, you had to wait till next week to see it again.
And also, even if you had to go to the bathroom, you would miss part of the show forever.
Yeah. Does anyone remember in The Jetsons, there's one episode where Elroy's at his school, and one of the kids is saying, I'm watching the 1,000,000th rerun of The Flintstones, and he's watching it on his watch, you know? I mean, all those things they predicted on The Flintstones. Yeah. Anyone else? I'm going to try to set things up to possibly show Zootopia. Sorry, Disney. I want to see if I can get away with showing at least a little bit of it, and we'll talk about it. Go ahead, anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone? Go ahead, back there.
On the topic of Disney movies, the original animated Robin Hood's probably
The original, yeah. Oh, great.
And I also did a great YouTube poop of it as well. I called it Disney Buys Out Hanna-Barbera because it was making
I don't have internet on this cutbacks
in it.
I got to set things up for this. So, anyway, give me a moment, and I wonder if I can get any internet at all. I wonder if it has the room internet.
Well, there might be...
There's a conference thing, but I don't have a thing. Oh, I just had it. Wait a minute.
Well, there might be a lobby Wi-Fi, I think.
Yeah, let me try to set this up.
It can't reach back here.
Oh, it can't reach? You tried?
Yeah, I tried.
Buoy. Okay, Wi-Fi. Let me see if something pops up. Wi-Fi is off. Turn it back on manually. Turn it on in an hour?
There's a toggle.
Oh, that would help. Thank you. Okay, no. Oh, I'm seeing things. I'll try maybe Western Gas. Let's see if that will work.
That one requires a room.
Well, that I've got it. Don't worry about it.
But you've got that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Give me a moment. I have done Zootopia panels at different conventions. Dapper was my co-host here at A&E. I've done it at Anthrocon, and I think at FurPoc as well. Yeah, I did it in 2019. This is going to take a while.
If it requires logging in, everyone should cover their eyes or turn away when you're typing it in.
Well, I may have just gotten it to work.
Okay.
So hold on. In the meantime, I really liked when Zootopia came out, and everyone has been saying, when are they going to do a remake or something, or a sequel? Okay, maybe. Okay, all right, give this a sec. What we got, however, was something where if you binge watched it, the whole thing was over in an hour. And so they took all these years, and we got less than an hour. So give me a moment. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can get this to work. So now everyone's going to know my room unless it unless it masks it. First, okay, wait a minute. Oh, I know. It's something like MarriottWiFi.com. There's supposed to be a page where you can get it. All right. Am I spelling Marriott wrong? I'm seeing something here. Okay, coming up. No, that's probably not it, I don't think.
They're like different studios.
But I think there's
that's a train.
I think you already connected.
I'm trying to get the login.
I think you're already connected.
Am I?
Because that was a trick page.
That was a trick page.
Now, yeah.
Okay, Disney Plus. Let's do it. Get a search.
I think you're right. He is on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Western page is going to show up because it's like an entry page. Okay, let's see if I can. Okay, so hopefully this will mask my login. We don't want people stealing logins. Okay, Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins.
Bob.
Dave Loggins.
Bob.
Okay. Okay. People are curious. My email is raccoonradio@gmail.com. I will get that out there.
And it should be able to censor your password, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that advanced?
I mean, like,
okay,
yeah,
wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
It'll just show the dots.
Okay, hold on.
See, just dot, dot, dot.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. All right, one more try.
Hold on.
In that case, why didn't he? It's every exclamation. Okay, that's right.
Have a different singer voice for him.
Who is watching? Okay.
Hey, I use Nick Wilde for my Disney Plus profile.
Yep. In the same moment. So there were six episodes. How many people here have seen it already? But you've seen it. Okay? A lot of people. I want to show an episode maybe or something and maybe take nominations on what I should show. So give me a second. Zootopia Plus.
Thank you.
Okay, Zootopia, and maybe it's this one. There it is. So we have. Oh, see, I got to go backwards a little bit. I got to find episode one. Oh, here it is. Episode one is Hop on Board. The baby is lost, and Stu and Bonnie have to get the baby. The Real Rodents of Little Rodentia. Okay. Duke the Musical, which has the song Big Time. The Godfather of the Bride. Then the other two are So You Think You Can Prance, and then Dinner Rush. Maybe I'll play more than one. Why don't we start with The Godfather of the Bride?
Yeah.
Okay. Give this a moment.
With the rodent. Yeah, with the rodent part. Is, with the rodent part. Is right.
It's got its own little intro and everything. Whether there's going to be a Disney 2 or Zootopia 2 or Zootopia 3, they're not saying. They gave us this. Will there be another one? They're closed-lipped about it.
My guess is yes.
Your guess is yes?
Yes. I mean, there was a 6-year gap between the two Frozen films.
Right.
Same with the same with Wreck-It Ralph. So
eventually it will happen.
Oh, God. Yeah. What do you make?
Well, I don't know. This is going to take a while.
Yeah, I think that...
Okay, no, I think we got it. I think we got it.
So,
here it is.
Yep.
Let's watch this. So you're going to get this for free, even without getting Disney. But come on. This is the future, though. This is streaming. This is what I want to do.
Bob, this is for educational purposes.
It is, okay. For educational and commenting.
We didn't need a Toy Story 4.
I know.
There it is. All right. Showtime.
You know they made two sequels to Cinderella, right?
Yeah. Those are direct videos.
Oh, that's why. I
can't make a full
song. I already put it up full. Oh, it's the drunk mouse from the Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah, Bartholomew.
Yep.
Maurice LaMarche. If you ever have Professor Radigan appear again, Maurice LaMarche should do his voice.
1923, when Disney was founded.
Promise of building a strong community and a bright future. It was a treacherous Grandma, surely such a big city.
It's the bear there, the statue of the bear.
However, it only came with bigger problems for us little shrews.
Blanca.
You shouldn't have had those kind of railroad crossing signals.
I just noticed that.
Yeah, it was a modern crossing signal.
Grandmama started a bakery right from her own kitchen. I was very
one of those old wigwag ones.
I made the deliveries.
Be careful.
Bad enough being small, but there were sides to Zootopia we never knew existed. Life was hard for small mammals.
Oh, oh, darling, it's the size of your heart that matters.
And with these wheels,
you'll never feel small.
I love that bicycle. And Grandmama's Bakery, we started to feel like maybe we belong.
Oh, this is my favorite!
Thank you.
Have fun!
Bob.
Yeah.
You have the Joe Bear stickers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Made surprising new friends.
Oh.
I don't know if that's all of them.
Oh, thank you.
We were making our way in the world. We were happy.
There he is.
You're in an awful big rush. Why don't you scurry off like your little friend?
Look it up.
Oh, no. No, my carrots.
There's no place for vermin like you in this city.
Rhinos, Zootopia, remind me of the rhino guards from Robin Hood.
How about the rhino on the DPD? McCorn?
Yes.
Come on, guys.
I know your place.
Yes. It was that day that I decided what kind of mammal I wanted to be. Time to make a change.
But my friend now.
Take one and pass it around.
Perhaps you didn't hear me all the way up there. Put the bear down.
Beat it, rodent. Life was never the same after that. It was better. With help from our friends, the whole family was reunited. The family business grew, so did our community. With our success, we paid it forward. Enjoy! We created jobs for those in need. Together, we built our own place in the world. Little Rodentia. From humble beginnings, great things happened.
I'm so proud of you,
Grandmama. I tell you this story for this reason. The family you have, that makes you rich. The friends you choose, that makes them family. And with these things, you will never feel small. The Joe's well. And if you ever hurt my little girl, you're as good as iced.
Ooh.
Salud!
There we go. Now, if you've seen The Godfather, of course, the daughter gets married at the beginning, right? You have to grant the wishes and everything. And at the very end of the movie, basically, the Godfather's son-in-law gets iced. So you better not, he's threatening the son-in-law. When I first saw that, I saw the detail of the Statue of Liberty, the bear. Just now, I saw the movie theater said Capsablanca. It's an Easter egg. I just saw it just now. I didn't realize. I'm going to show one more before we finish because I've only got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to show the one with Rawhauser. I'm going to show So You Think You Can Prance. But let me ask, who are your favorite Zootopia characters? Anyway, go ahead.
Too many.
That's a good answer.
Go ahead.
My main favorite, of course, is Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde. Go ahead, back there.
What is it? Is it the leopard at the police station reception desk?
Yes, Clawhauser. A cheetah.
Yeah,
a cheetah, the fastest animal on Earth. Get it? And it's... Okay. And?
Finnick.
Finnick. Oh, yeah. back there.
Duke Wesselton.
Duke Wesselton. Of course, in Zootopia Plus, they have Duke the Musical with a song called Big Time. Anyone else? Go ahead.
I don't know the names, but you know those wolf guards?
Oh, Larry and Gary. Larry and Gary, there's an in-joke, okay? Gary Wolf is the name of the author of Who Censored Roger Rabbit.
Oh.
So Gary Wolf, right? Wolf? Gary Wolf?
That was another one of my inspirations.
The thing we just saw, oh, I came to this country in 1923 or whatever. That's when Disney Studios was founded. Is it? Okay. Anyone else? Back there. Oh, the tiger. Oh,
yeah,
actually, you know, speaking of which, why don't we watch So You Think You Can Prance?
Oh.
And we're almost out of time.
Right.
So I think we'll only have time maybe for this. Let me go back to... Okay, I got to go back to... It's going to be number 5. Here it is.
If anything, this episode's
I think you clicked the wrong episode.
No, it's number 5.
Oh, yeah.
We just saw 4, and then this is So You Think You Can Prance.
This
Give
time,
it a moment.
To save time, we'll skip the intro.
I'm trying to find the volume. I thought the volume was up. The Gerbil Jerks.
His version of Alan the Dale.
Yes. Okay, I'll bring it back.
It's like first series at a convention in general, the bumping.
Number one, no, I was willing to try everything, thank you, Clarkson.
As you find.
My partner's on the way, I called for backup, so.
Cool.
I remember the 90s for Judas Secret Squirrel. They had a bowler, Cape Buffalo, and we spent late Tony J.
Cape Buffaloes are known to being very surly. Like Bogo.
What in the gracious heavens are you wearing?
Undercover.
Smart. Good initiative,
Kohlhauser.
Blend in.
Water. I love bird makeup.
I look stunning. Complete. Crap, this case.
Some music. One more second. Drop that beat.
That's what you think.
You're done.
No, please. Why did you do this? No, this is my dream.
Back to the original movie, I guess. It's self-contained into the movie. It goes into the movie again.
Great dream. We need backup. Oh, yes, backup.
The famous reaction.
All right, so it goes into the, you know, it's kind of in the timeline of the original movie. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I still would like to see a full feature.
Me too.
But that wasn't bad. I mean, I did watch, I binge-watched on November 9th when it came out.
I watched one a day.
Yeah. Well, that's great, so we'll look forward to more. I'm going to wrap things up now. I will be doing this panel at Vacationland in April in Maine and at Anthrocon in Pittsburgh in July. So we see you there. I have a lot of people who've enjoyed this panel in the past, and we had a great time today. I thank everybody for taking part. Thanks a lot. All right, have a good rest of your time. Thank you. All right, this was fun.
Get the picture of
sure, yes. Yeah.